Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Kabasa joining us on the line. Pastor Kabasa, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good afternoon, my pastor. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I am good. How are you?
Thank you very much, my pastor. I was just about to give up thinking, oh my goodness, I'm not able to reach the pastor. What am I going to do? But thank you very much for picking up our call.
Thank you.
All right. Our question for today, Mfundisi, is does the Bible truly forbid all forms of divorce? Or are there exceptions?
Hello?
Yes. Did you hear the question, Pastor? Does the Bible truly forbid all forms of divorce, or are there exceptions?
Oh, that is a very difficult question. Let's perhaps start biblically. When we look at the Bible, we clearly see that God hates divorce. He's not in favor of divorce. But when we also look in the Bible, we look at situations where God allowed God's people to divorce. Through Moses, Jesus even refers to a certificate of divorce. And so there are certain contexts and situations where it is allowed. That's for sure.
Mm.
That's the quick answer I can give you.
So let's talk about these exceptions. If God hates divorce, except for what?
Well, we need to say that God hates divorce, and that's final.
Okay.
I wouldn't actually say God hates divorce, but there are situations where he likes divorce.
Okay.
He hates divorce all the time, no matter what is the reason, because
right.
When he created marriage, that wonderful institution, Genesis 2, he intended for there not to be divorce.
Right.
But there are situations where people's lives are at risk.
Right.
And, you know, I like one of the reasons why it's so hard to discuss this issue.
Right.
Is because different denominations provide different reasons.
Right.
And usually when we look, you know, I my answer is more inclined to my denomination.
Right.
Where we choose to evaluate each case and we choose to understand each case. And
right.
Each case, each situation is judged according to the context. So I really try to stay away from saying under this circumstance, under
right.
that circumstance.
Right.
And I prefer to say, let us analyze the case and then decide based on biblical principles.
Right, right. Do tell, yeah. There are instances, or there is a particular instance where God gave Israel a writ of divorce.
Mm.
Would you kindly explain what that was about?
Well, that actually, okay, when we look at the case of the Old Testament and then both Jesus referring to it, Jesus says he allowed Moses to give a certificate of divorce because of the hardness of people's hearts. So that in itself, I think it is also referring to a case wherein there could be infidelity and one person is not willing to forgive.
Right.
So, or let us say they forgave, but they find it difficult to carry on with the relationship. They
right.
find it difficult to trust again.
Right.
And God says, under that circumstance, you can divorce. There was adultery, and the person doesn't feel that they can trust again. They have forgiven the person, but they, you know, my brother, there is something people say, forgive and forget. You know, I understand what people are trying to say, but here's the thing. Even when God forgives us, he doesn't forget. He's omniscient, man.
Right.
He has a record of everything. You remember David, God says you cannot build the sanctuary because you have blood on your hands.
Right.
God forgave him. So when we say forgive and forget, we mean that that sin no longer stands against us as condemning us to eternal death.
Right.
So there are situations, for example, where a partner has committed adultery. And the Bible says with adultery, I mean, you can get divorced. The Bible isn't against that.
Right.
So they forgave the person, but they no longer trust the person.
Right.
So in that circumstance, they can actually divorce. Yeah, that's one example I can give. And Jesus says, because of the hardness of our hearts,
right?
Because of our fallen hearts, there are certain things we cannot overcome.
Right.
There are certain things we cannot live as though they never happened. And so
right.
God says it would be best to divorce under that condition for some people instead of living in a prison with someone they cannot trust.
Right, right. Read with me the book of Jeremiah chapter 3. I'm sure by now you know exactly what I'm going to be saying. Jeremiah chapter 3 from verse 8 up until verse 11. But the nub of my issue is in verse 8, but the full context of the statement spills over to verse 11. It reads, Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 8 to 11 in the New International Version, I gave faithless Israel her certificate of divorce, and sent her away because of all her adulteries. Yet I saw that her unfaithful sister Judah had no fear. She also went out and committed adultery, because Israel's immorality mattered so little to her. She defiled the land and committed adultery with stone and wood. In spite of all this, her unfaithful sister Judah did not return to me with all her heart, but only in pretense, declares the Lord. The Lord said to me, faithless Israel is more righteous than unfaithful Judah. Now, like I said, that's the full nub of it, that God has this issue against these two sisters, the northern tribes and the southern tribes. My question is on verse 8. God divorcing. My curiosity is on that, just that line. Is it because God has a hard heart that he decided he's going to divorce?
Well, that is a good question. The thing is this chapter is, how do you call it? It is using a metaphor.
Right.
It's symbolic.
Right.
So God wasn't literally married to Judah,
right,
nor to the northern tribes.
Right.
This is a symbolic language. God is saying, you know, in the Bible, the woman represents the church.
Right.
And this relationship between God and Israel is that relationship between God and his church. And so divorce over here is God saying, I am... for example, the invasion of the Babylonians,
right,
allowing them to undergo captivity, allowing them to be punished. But we also get lessons here related to divorce.
Right.
Because remember, the Bible tells us that if someone dies or commits adultery, you can divorce.
Right.
In this context, there's spiritual adultery being committed. Because it says they committed prostitution with the wood and whatnot. So this is spiritual prostitution. This is spiritual divorce. This is spiritual relationship. And so we need to see it in that sense and not in a literal sense. Although there are significant lessons to be derived for literal divorce, literal relationships, but this is a metaphorical context.
Final question, Mfundis. When God sent Hosea to a whore, a prostitute, a harlot, what exactly was he saying? Was he saying, even though your wife sleeps around and prostitutes with her, you must stay with her?
Well, this is a great example, and there's division. Some don't believe that she was a literal prostitute. Some believe she was someone who just had other relationships, and not in the sense of being a professional prostitute that goes around sleeping and earns money for it, but
right,
just someone who sleeps around with people.
Right, right.
Now,
right,
for me, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, with
it
me too.
Someone,
with me too.
It, yeah,
same
it
thing.
Doesn't
same
really
thing.
Matter.
Yes.
It is someone who was getting involved with various people.
Yes.
And God once instructed that he should marry this person.
Right.
And we see that God was saying, listen, Israel has been a prostitute, but I have accepted Israel. just like Hosea has sought out this prostitute. And when the prostitute went back to adultery, God is saying, I redeemed Israel from pagan worship, and Israel has gone back to those pagan gods and prostituted spiritually. This is a very deep thing. I think we should organize maybe just one day just for us to discuss this, man.
Okay, I'm going to do just that, please. Please don't drop the line. We're going to end our conversation right here, and then we'll discuss when we can have this conversation for 2 hours. I'll record it, and then we'll have it on a Saturday. We'll play for a Saturday afternoon, or we can do it live on a Saturday afternoon. See, depending on your schedule. Right. Is that okay, Mfundis?
All right.
Lovely.
Cool, we can discuss it, man.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Mfundis. That's how we're going to end our conversation today. Our question that we're grappling with today is, does the Bible truly forbid all forms of divorce? Or are there exceptions? And so we'll expound on this and the various examples that we have touched on during a Sinai conversation, either live on a Sabbath afternoon, or we will record it with the pastor if he doesn't have the time on a Sabbath afternoon and play it for you on a Sabbath afternoon, depending on his schedule. We're going to have a conversation with him right now.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.